You know, it's amazing. The Lord Jesus in the book of Luke says, ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? Listen, there's a man in the glory. Glorified man. And we don't have to put on no spacesuit and jump in no shuttle and go up there shaking like a leaf going through the atmosphere to get into space. The Lord Jesus, on the day he arose, the Bible tells us the disciples saw him, and then what the disciples did when they saw the Lord. But then on the Mount of Olives, ye men of Israel, why stand ye gazing? This same Jesus that you see ascending to heaven will come in like manner again. There is a man in the glory, glorified man. And the scripture says, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. The apostle Paul saw the Lord in glory when he was incarcerating the Christian, persecuting the Christians, Jesus knocking down on the road to Damascus. Who art thou, Lord? I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. He saw Christ in glory when King Agrippa and Bernice and Festus and all the principal people of the city came together. Indeed, he said to Paul, give the defense. And the apostle Paul says, I keep myself happy, King Agrippa, for I shall answer for myself this day the things which I am accused of the Jews. And he turned and he says, O King Agrippa, I saw a light above the brightness of the noonday sun. That's what they were thinking. Madman. He saw a light above the brightness of the noonday sun. So Festus sitting down there, you know, Festus said, King Agrippa mad, you know. He's a madman. He saw a light above the brightness of noonday sun. So the apostle Paul continued to speak. He said, listen, and he has sent me to open your eyes, to turn you from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God, that you might receive the forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified in faith. When Paul said that, Festus said, Paul, much learning have made thee mad. He said, I'm not mad, most noble Festus, but speak it forth the words of truth and soberness. The king before whom I speak not of these things. King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets? King Agrippa, why, Paul, you almost persuade me to be a Christian. Paul said, would to God, not only you, King Agrippa, but all that hear me this day, would be as I am, except these chains. Paul never lose sight of that man in the glory. And you know what happened? Most of us have Christianity here. It's a theory. Christianity is a way of life. It's a way of life. And we got to get this in our souls, our fiber. It's a way of life. And the word of God is the guide. And God honors his word above his name. The apostle Paul ran through or followed through this life with this in view. There's a man in the glory, crowned with glory and honor. And in the book of Hebrews, he says, we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor. He is there. He is there. And he says in the book of Philippians, he says, listen, God has highly exalted him and give him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee is going to bow. Every tongue shall confess that he is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Listen, we are not, I'll say it again and again. I refuse to live a defeated Christian life. Amen. I refuse it. Because I feel like I'm a better Christian than everybody else. Big bad Brian. No, it's because of what Jesus has done for me. And the victor is on the throne. And I'm not going to walk around America, walk around the Caribbean as some defeated foe. We are more than conquerors to him that loved us. So I can see Christ in the depth, and I could see him in the height. And I look up and I said, oh, I could see him in brightest glory see. That man who was once crowned with thorns is crowned with glory now. And if Isaiah, if this man Ahaz had laid hold upon this, it would have bring him out from all that foolishness, taking his son through the fire and taking his children, burning incense to all kind of gods and all kind of foolishness, the man, the abominable things. Man is sanctifying. Very sanctifying. When you look and you look up. I want you to look up and see by faith a man in glory. Stephen was being stoned to death. And know what he did? Man, when the stones were coming, he says, I see the glory of God. And Jesus standing. Know what the enemy did? They stopped their ears. They ran upon him, stoning him. Say, I see Jesus standing. And he says, Lord Jesus, lay not this sin to their charge. Why? You can only, I tell you this, if stones start coming at you, the only thing is going to have you to sing is when you see there's a man in the glory. First thing you call, give him a lawyer. You're 911. Come quick. Hurry up. Hurry up what? This man, the only recourse he had was the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ. And all God asked this man, ask for me, please. And I beg that every young man, every young sister here, ask God, I want the sign. I want to see it. The sign is the Lord Jesus. In the depth, the sufferings of Christ. In the height, there's a man in the glory. Oh, I tell you. Right through the book of Acts. This was the message. Jesus is risen again. But you have to go into the epistles for you to see there's a man in the glory. And let me say this. You are bones of his bones and flesh of his flesh. Oh, that warmed my heart when I think I am linked to him. Saints, we want to close in a word of prayer and commit this message to the Lord.